Our monthly business meeting shortly after we get finished with our singing. We've got, I think we're going to be able to, we're going to push our monthly finances out to next week. We'll let you know about next month. We'll let you know about that as the time comes. We'll make an announcement on that. But anyway, if you're a part of our membership, please stick around. Shouldn't be very long at all. We'd love to have you stay and join us for that. So without further ado, let me go ahead and open us up in a word of prayer. Then we'll turn it over to Brad, who's got the lineup. Let's pray together. Father, as we come to you again, we're thankful for the many methods that you give us and ways in which we can worship you. And music has always been a big part of that. Lord, I want to thank you for, as we read through your word, the times when we look at the Psalms and it talks about, you know, songs that are written to praise you. So, Father, we pray that you will help us right now to be able to be careful to listen to these songs. Lord, that we're not just listening with our ears, but, Father, we're listening with our hearts. May they reach down and touch us in ways and in areas that that maybe even it's been a while, but help draw us close to you through music today, Lord, and we'll be careful to praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I do want to ask one real quick question before I turn it over to Brad as he makes his way down. How many of y'all remember back in the old days, the sing, you know, when you'd have like singing nights and people would come together and you just had a good old time just praising the Lord? Put your hand up. It comes up this way. A lot of folks do remember that. You know what? Those are blessed times. You don't see them that much anymore. So we're tickled to be able to maybe bring back some old memories for you today. Maybe you'll hear some of the old hymns, and we're just going to praise the Lord together. Brother Brad is going to lead away.
Thank you. Yeah, this afternoon I was thinking about when I used to lead music in Texas, West Texas, and sometimes on Sunday afternoons we'd go out to people's house and they had no air conditioning. We'd have the curtains blowing and the windows open and we'd just be singing for hours. It was a lot of fun, so I was thinking about that today. Glad you mentioned that. Tonight we're going to sing, and tonight you need your hymn book, hymn number 514, When We All Get to Heaven. And we've got a full evening tonight, so we're just going to sing the first and the last verse on these hymns. So When We All Get to Heaven.
The song I want to sing for you tonight is called I'm the One. I don't know if any of you have heard that or not, but it's a very, very old song, and it talks about He died for someone I thought he didn't know, but I just realized I'm the one.
This is a different arrangement of I Will Sing of My Redeemer. It's an old arrangement. As a matter of fact, we sang this with our youth ensemble in Mississippi back in the middle 70s. You may not have heard this arrangement, but we like to do it.
I was a wee little kid back then.
Okay.
grew up in a family, of course, who did music all the time. So when we traveled up and down the road, we did a lot of singing in the car to keep me and my sister behaving, so we didn't kill each other in the back seat. But we love to sing. We've sung together as a family for a long time. And this next song, Mom actually created this arrangement. It's another old hymn that you know, Love Lifted Me. But this is her playing the piano on this CD, and this is her arrangement of this song.
You know God's love.
Okay, Henry, we're ready.
I love that good old gospel singing, happy gospel singing, ringing out so loud and clear. Like an angel choir, how it lifts me higher, making heaven seem so near. Come on and join right in the chorus, really swell the chorus, let the happy sound prolong. Everybody sing it, make it ring. The whole world sings along. Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day that will be. We'll sing and shout the victory. Gospel singing, happy gospel singing, ringing it out so loud and clear. Like an angel choir, how it lifts me higher, making heaven seem so near. Come on and join right in the chorus, really swell the chorus, let the happy sound. Everybody sing it, make it ring until the whole world sings along. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Ringing out so loud and clear, like an angel choir, how it lifts me higher, making heaven seem so near. Come on and join right in the chorus, really swell the chorus, let the happy sound prolong. Everybody sing it, make it ring until the whole world sings along. What a wonderful change since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul, for it's long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Like the joy of my soul, like a sea it was roll. Because of who I am.
So the band has got two numbers we'd like to play for you tonight. To God Be the Glory and Till the Storm Passes By. And I just want to take this chance to plug the band a little bit. We are planning to do our 4th of July concert this year. So we'll have some more details on that coming up. But if you like what you hear tonight, mark on your calendars to come on out for our 4th of July concert. If you don't like what you hear up here tonight, we're going to practice a lot more before we get to the 4th of July concert. And yeah, if all else fails, there'll be hot dogs and apple pie at the 4th of July concert. So lots of reasons to come out and join us that day. Oh, and if you play an instrument and like to join us for the 4th of July concert, we bring in extra people. We open up the community. We have folks from outside the church play. We have folks that are in the church that maybe don't always play, sometimes join us. So again, let me know. We'll be glad to have you join us for the concert.
Thank you. They were watching from a distance, and they could not take their eyes from you. You were bleeding, they were weeping. Faithful sisters, they had followed you. They did not understand, they could not see. They were mourning their loss as the sky turned black and the earth turned red at the foot of the cross. He was standing near your mother. They were so close, they could hear you sighing. All around them, angry voices pierced the darkness while you were dying. But they would not leave, they lingered there, no matter the cost, 'cause they were staying and they were praying at the foot of the cross. Keep me near the cross, near the cross. May I never stray so far that I cannot see what flowed down for me at the foot of the cross. Now I'm standing in your presence, and I cannot take my eyes from you. You have risen and I'm forgiven. Precious Savior, oh, I worship you. No, I'm not looking back. I've heard your voice. I'm staying here. I made my choice, for now it's real. And now I kneel at the foot of the cross. Oh, keep me near the cross, near the cross. May I never stray so far that I cannot see what flowed down for me at the foot of the cross. Keep me near the cross, near the cross. May I never stray so far that I cannot see what flowed down for me at the foot of the cross.
talented group of folks. Thank you so much. Let's join and sing hymn number 10, How Great Thou Art. We'll be singing the first and the last verse, How Great Thou Art. Thank you all for being here tonight and for everybody who's participated. We're going to close with Victory in Jesus. We have to end in that. Page 426, the first and last verse. Thank you.
You've joined us tonight. We pray that you've had an opportunity to worship our Lord and Savior tonight. We pray that you've had the opportunity to maybe go back to some good old days in your life, some times when you gathered around the road, down the road in the car, and had those opportunities to sing with family and friends and to be able to present and use the talents and abilities that God has given you. Thanks to each and every one, our wind ensemble, to our choir, to those that have done specials, who've come from out of town, as well as the highways and byways to have that opportunity to be with us tonight. Let's show them our appreciation, as well as Brad, for bringing things together tonight for us. Let's give everybody a hand. Always good to have a good old sing. I'm going to dismiss us in prayer here in just a few minutes. At 7:15, Brother David Bowman is going to call us into order for our business meeting. Should be a short one. So, like I say, we do want you to fellowship, but just remember, at 7:15, you're going to be fellowshipping in the middle of a business that's going on here. Just hang around. Shouldn't be that long, and we'll get you out to supper. Let's pray together. Father, thank you again for the old story, the redemption story of salvation through Jesus Christ. Lord, the opportunity that you have given us tonight as a church family to be able to gather around and lift up our voices in praise to you. Father, we thank you that your word tells us you inhabit the praise of your children. Thank you for being here tonight. Lord, for moving our hearts. We pray that we have drawn closer to you through these opportunities. Now, Lord, we pray that you will bless our time together here in just a few moments as we do business for the sake of the kingdom. Lord, help us to do things decent and in order as your word says. And Lord, may you bring us back again at the appointed time to worship you as we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, folks. Thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you for always making the trip. Appreciate you.